I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. I am covering the Facebook Developers Conference. It's called F8 and it's in San Jose. And I've got some quick updates for you from the social network. F8 is where Facebook tries to hype developers about new things that are coming so that they, in turn, will bring some of this stuff to you. Now, augmented reality may make you yawn, but Facebook is hoping you'll start using some AR tools that it has built into Facebook Messenger, the smartphone app. Secondly, it's come up with a way for you to share video and photos from other sources than just your smartphone camera roll for Instagram and Facebook stories. Let's begin with AR. Now, you've probably been hearing for the last few years that AR was poised to be the next big thing. And like most people, you probably have limited experience actually checking it out. Maybe you tried out the dancing hot dog from Snapchat, played the Pokemon Go smartphone game, or tried to visualize a piece of new IKEA furniture in your living room via the IKEA iPhone app. Now, Facebook is getting in on AR by introducing a way to let consumers visualize products before buying them via animated images that get superimposed over what your camera sees. Facebook announced a group of partners at F8 that will be bringing AR to the Messenger app, including tech maker Asus, car manufacturer Kia, shoe giant Nike, and beauty maker Sephora. These will all be within the sponsored area of Messenger, doing things like imagining how a new Kia car will look in their driveway or new makeup on their faces. I happen to believe that most consumers don't want to be bothered by businesses in Messenger, and they really won't care about AR, but I could be wrong. Tell me, listeners, is this something that you would be interested in checking out? Let's move on now to bringing in new sources of media for Instagram and Facebook Stories, the tool that lets you take a host of images and share them with friends for a limited period of time. Right now, it takes a zillion steps to post your GoPro videos and photos to Instagram and Facebook Stories. GoPro video and photos, for instance, will now be able to move to Facebook and Instagram from within the GoPro smartphone app, where you'll also be able to crop clips for Instagram's square format. Other brands mentioned by Facebook include Spotify to show off what you're listening to. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. I'll be back with more updates from Facebook's F8 conference, so stick with us for the latest. You've been listening to Talking Tech. You can find me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find us. And always thanks, everyone, for listening.